The Dream Diary by Ali Giles.
We were at the brasserie, the little one off the station, the one you get to up that awful rattly fire escape at the side. It didn't go well, of course. And I was smoking outside, and just as I blew out the smoke, I noticed this tiny spider hanging by a thread in front of me. Blasted away on a jet stream of amber leaf, I wondered if the spider, being so tiny, had I given him instant cancer? So I tried to find him, but really, what was I going to do? Get him to a special spider doctor for treatment? But I kept looking for him. I wanted to say sorry. I worry about lots of things, and I feel sad about even more. You know, one of the things I feel sad about is leaving the past behind. It feels like the world has suddenly taken this huge breath and blown away everything that once anchored us. Everything. I feel like the tiny spider. I know this sounds stupid, but sometimes I think of all the great minds of the past, all the incredible brains that got us here to this point in time. To think that we piggybacked in on their dreams and then became this. In the future, we're never going to bother looking up facts about anyone and say, wow, what a life they had, what achievements they made against the odds. All it'll have on Wikipedia anyway is a list of tweets and Facebook posts and links to YouTube subscriptions. This is the most we'll ever have in the future, a screenshot cameo from Snapchat, a stupid dog face and impossibly big eyes. I'm sorry, Nikola Tesla, I'm sorry. Your life's dream should come to this. I had a dream diary once. I remember I wasn't sure whether I was supposed to record my dreams in it or write down my ambitions. It said dream diary on the front after all, but I was anxious I might mess up those lovely clean pages. It was sherbet yellow and there was an image of a teddy bear on the front with a sort of human face like Benny Hill's. We didn't have a lot as kids back then, did we? From time to time my dad got me a pile of printer paper to draw on. I don't know where he got it from, but it smelled odd. Green striped with sprocket holes down the side and perforated edges. He told me off if I didn't use both sides. And I had to write on it with pencil, because one side had this weird coating on it. Anyway, this dream diary was given to me by my Auntie Alma, and it took me a while to decide that I didn't need to use it as a dream diary at all. That it was mine to do with what I wanted. So I just wrote my name on the label on the inside cover. This book belongs to Alison. I was an actress, a singer, a writer, an artist. These were my dreams, but I didn't write them down.